And we are talking tonight about impermanence. And I think the reason this is coming up is, so I have a birthday coming up, and my partner has a big birthday coming up. And this year marks 19 years of us being in relationship together. So it feels like, whoa. And there feels like a lot of, it just invites reflection. And this weekend, we were sort of home just doing the family thing. And at one point, I'm like standing in the room bouncing a baby, and my husband's upstairs trying to get our toddler to sleep. And I thought, how is this our life? And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in an amazement way. But I like it caught me off guard a little bit. Like this, over the course of 19 years, look what's happened. Like miles of journey have happened. We have changed immeasurably. We suddenly have children. Like all these things have changed. And while I was looking at it in a moment of amazement and pure happiness, I know, and I also in that moment was thinking, so often this is the cause of suffering. Is the moment when you're standing somewhere and you go, how is this my life? Right? You wake up in the middle of a moment and you are shocked by it. You've traveled so far, you've changed so much, and it catches us off guard. So that change, sometimes the suffering comes because you're in this amazing moment and you don't ever want it to go away. You don't ever want it to change, and you know it's going to, so that hurts. Or conversely, it's sort of a crappy moment and it's difficult or painful and it will not change fast enough. It feels like it's gonna last forever. So both of those sort of opposite sides of the same coin, both of those are playing with this idea of things change, of impermanence. And our meditation practice is a beautiful way to sort of be easy with the vacillating feelings of change. It teaches us a little bit of ease when we're watching things change either very quickly or very slowly. If you come to this class, you know I really like animal spirits. I have an animal spirit deck I draw all the time, and I recently had somebody else do a drawing, and the card that came up was pig spirit. And the piece that jumped off the page to me around this pig spirit is, if you're stuck in analysis paralysis, let it go. Let the thinking stop. Let your intelligent mind mix with intuition and see what happens. And so to me, I was like, thank you for that. Thank you for that reminder that I don't have to fix every moment all the time. Because that's what I do, and I'm willing to bet a lot of us do the same thing. A moment feels difficult, and you're like, "What? Do I need a promotion? Should I change jobs? Do I need a different car? Should I eat differently? Maybe I'll cut out gluten, and then it's all gonna be okay." So this practice is starting to soften a little bit of the, I have to grip it and fix it. I have to make this moment change, or I have to make this moment stay the same. I was listening to a podcast today. It was an interview with Glennon Doyle. And she was talking both about her journey into sobriety as well as her exploration of compassion fatigue, this idea that it hurts so much that we just shut down. We cannot be compassionate any longer. And she was saying she found the key to both, to sobriety and compassion fatigue, was just to focus on doing the next right thing. That's it. Don't solve the whole problem. Don't figure it out today. Just do the next right thing. Go to sleep and get 8 hours of sleep. Get up and drink enough water. Smile at the next person you walk by on the street, whatever the next right thing is. Often in meditation circles and yoga circles, there is a tendency to use the phrase, it is what it is, which I have a deep resistance towards because I feel like that is completely bypassing a thing, a feeling, an experience. But then somebody said to me, well, it is this right now. And that I love. It is this right now. Because I feel like it is this is acknowledging that this is a real thing for me, this moment of wonder and beauty, this moment of struggle or suffering. This is real right now. It's gonna change. The good is gonna change, the bad is gonna change, and the mundane is gonna change. So when we practice meditation, this is the gift. We sit for however long. In this class, it's about 20 minutes to watch whatever happens in your mind happen. Sometimes you'll be obsessed with one particular thought in a meditation. You can't stop thinking about this. Or you can't stop thinking about how much your back hurts tonight, or your knee hurts, or you're hungry. Sometimes you drift off and you don't even know where you go. You just sort of daydream and kind of half sleep, half doze. Sometimes you meditate and it feels deep and expansive and you actually feel your heart opening up and you see the color purple and you hear the, you know, the trumpets. I don't know. Whatever happens, the only thing we do in meditation is feel the next breath. That's the next right thing. One of my teachers used to say, if Buddha himself appears and says, you are the next meditation guide for the world, you're going to change everything for the planet, you still just feel the next breath. That's it. So we will practice tonight in this way. We will, as always, sort of settle into our posture. I'll talk you through it. We'll start to feel our breath. And then we'll just watch what changes. We'll watch interest turn to boredom, turn to sleepiness, come back to interest. Maybe we feel impatience. Maybe we feel joy. We just practice impermanence. We practice change. So that then we can go out into our week and every little moment we go, oh yeah, this will change. This is changing. Okay. What's the next right thing? So let's practice. If you've already had your legs crossed, uncross them, cross them the other way. If you're newer to the practice, just take a moment to look at your seat. You want to be seated high enough that your hip bones are a little bit above your knees. Right? So you might need two or three blankets or a bolster. If you're listening at home, you might sit in a chair. You absolutely have permission to move. So if somewhere along the way your foot falls asleep, just quietly undo your legs, get blood flowing again, totally fine. As you come to your seat, you'll let your hands rest onto your lap, palms face down. When you're ready, you can let your eyes close or softly gaze down towards the ground. And together we start our practice with a deep inhale in. Release a sigh. And we'll do that again. So inhale deeply, fully. Exhale, let it go. And then our breath just flows. You get to breathe however feels most comfortable to you this evening. Our first moment here, just take a second to acknowledge your practice. Silently to yourself, you might say, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. Our practice begins the moment we take our seat. Feeling your hips, your thighs relax a little bit so that your full weight can settle into the cushions or chairs beneath you. And from that steady seat, lift your spine up a little bit so that you feel tall. Back of the neck is long. Crown of the head reaching up. The back body reminds us to be awake, to be present for our practice. And the front body softens, it's receptive. The muscles through the face let go. Forehead broad. The skin around the eyes nice and soft. And the whole mouth is spacious. The lips, tongue, jaw. You might even see if you can feel on the inside of your mouth a smile. It doesn't have to show on the outside. It does not mean you're happy. It's simply that sense of allowing. Our throat is easy and open. Shoulders relaxed. Taking a moment to feel through the center of your chest. You might just notice tonight if it feels tight or soft, full, empty, heavy, light. What do you notice? And you might do the same thing with your belly, just simply noticing how it feels this evening. Are you gripping or pulling in? Are there butterflies or nothing? We feel our body steady in this posture. Gentle but alert. Upright and relaxed. And then just see if you can feel yourself breathing. Where do you feel it? Do you feel your breath in your nose or your throat? Wherever it is that you feel your breath, let your awareness be anchored there. You're not describing your breath or explaining it. You're just letting yourself feel. Inhale and exhale. And we're going to settle ourselves into a period of silence. And we'll just do our breath to our best to feel each breath. Whatever else happens, we simply watch it change. We watch the multitude of thoughts go by. We noticed how one feeling morphs into another. We notice how forgetting or drifting off bounces back to remembering. And no matter what goes on in this silence, we simply do the next right thing. We feel the breath. This breath. And this one.
these final few minutes, if you notice yourself drifting away or struggling, see if you can come back to the breath, watching it all change. Noticing the way the breath deepens when that bell rings. that little bit of letting go or softening as you know your practice is ending. Taking just a second to feel that. And then bit by bit, wiggling fingers and toes, feeling movement come back. When you're ready, palms will come together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow your chin just slightly, taking a second to simply honor your experience, to honor what you noticed or what you felt. Feeling the expanse of breath in your lungs, take a deep inhale in, a nice big sigh out. Thank you guys so much for sitting this evening. Namaste.